Hello and welcome to another episode of Science Chat, the Science Communication Podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. Earlier this week, I spoke to Michelle Dunn. Michelle is a chemistry teacher in St. Joseph's College in Lucan, Dublin, where she's had lots of success over the years in the BT Young Scientist exhibition, and who's now also getting her students involved in SciFest, a science festival for second level students. Michelle was also one of the six ambassadors who travelled to Turin earlier in the summer on the Dublin Science Bus.
Hi Michelle, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to me on what must be a busy week for you with the schools starting up again after their summer break.
Thanks very much, Sean, for inviting me to have this conversation. We're just fresh into a new school year, so we're embracing all the new technologies as I attempt to perform my first, Skype conversation. So I think, certainly, I'm delighted to be back, and so roll on 2010-2011 academic school year.
Michelle, when the failure rate of maths and science in this year's Leaving Cert is compared against the previous 2 years, there's not really that much of a difference. But it still amounts to over 8% of students failing maths, for biology 9%, for chemistry 8%, and physics 7%. Why do you think the failure rates for these subjects are so high?
The importance of science, and particularly maths, cannot be underestimated. I think certainly there are steps being taken to change certain syllabi and implement new courses, particularly in maths. The new project maths is an incentive, I think, to look at maths. And there was an initiative launched there in the autumn of 2009 with a series of workshops, I suppose, designed to prepare teachers for the introduction of various strands in September 2010. So this phase implementation of curricular change is really important. It has been recognised. You know, we want to increase the numbers taking higher level maths to 25%, if not 30%. So steps are being implemented. There is an awareness there. And I think teachers are very much trying their absolute best to increase the uptake because they now realise the importance of mathematics in everyday life.
And what exactly is the difference between project maths and the way that maths has been taught up to now?
This particular project, maths, aims to develop critical thinking, problem solving, explore patterns and relationships in maths. And I suppose it allows the foundations to be set to for the students to develop, I suppose, a greater attitude with regards maths. We no longer want to be just average doing maths. We want to increase their competencies in approaching maths, in how they solve problems, how they look at problems and how they tackle it. So as a result, teachers are trying harder than ever, I think, to present maths in a different format. It's now going to be very much based on context and everyday living, how it's presented. You know, you can visualize it, it's drawn there for them, so it's very important. And I suppose project math will be delivered both to junior certificate and higher level students who are going to be doing their leaving certificate as well. So really, we want almost 60% of our junior certificate students to be studying higher level maths. And as a result, then I suppose the drop off maybe with regards to the uptake of higher level maths and carrying it forward into senior cycle would maybe drop maybe around to 30%. But really, the importance of maths is just so, it cannot be underestimated. And I think the NCCA are working very hard there to provide professional support and classroom resource materials to allow us to do that.
Is it a change to make maths more application-based? Because I remember from my own experience doing the Leaving Cert, which, I mean, I did quite well in maths and I did higher level maths. Virtually all of it was taught in an abstract manner. You know, there were abstract rules and there were abstract theories that you had to learn without any type of application. It was only when I got to college that I actually realized that it was important to know how to do differentiation and integration because, well, certainly if you're doing chemistry in college, you know, if you're going to look at the rate of a reaction and without actually having that maths foundation, it's very difficult to do. But when I actually did it for Leaving Cert, you know, it was just learn how to integrate and learn how to do differential calculus.
Yeah, I suppose traditionally, I suppose maths has been thought and, you know, students were going through the process rather than actually, you know, having a greater understanding for it. I suppose there's now new teaching and learning approaches which will be used there, I suppose, to allow the students gain a deeper understanding of maths. I think it probably facilitates them by preparing them better for further study and using maths in their future lives. You know, its relevance cannot simply be underestimated. You know, it's used in everyday living, you know, if you're going down to the shop or whatever else, or if you see something on sale, you want to determine, you know, what's the discount that you're actually working, you know. And it has to be presented, I think, in an everyday context. And I think that is the big difference, really. And also teachers which may have gone to college maybe over 30 years ago, they also have to learn how to present this different format. So really, I think there is a huge effort on teachers' part to, you know, adopt this, because we now understand and appreciate the importance of education, and especially maths, because maths can be used for engineering. It can be used, I suppose, as a subject area which will allow you, you know, get on the world of business, financial, the professional services. Like convergent technologies are out there, and they're gasping literally for highly skilled graduates, particularly in the STEM area of science, technology, engineering, and maths.
Yeah, I noticed that in the Irish Times the day after the Leaving Cert results came out, that the managing director of the Irish company Havel said that the lack of maths graduates at third level was actually threatening their company's presence in Ireland. And he pointed out that only 16% of students took higher level maths. That contributes to the lower levels of third level maths graduates. It's very worrying when you see statements like this, you know, from an Irish company.
Yeah, I think personally, I was aboard Science Bus, which was promoting Dublin as the city of science in 2012. And along our trip, we were very fortunate to bump into Maura Gegan-Quinn, who was out in Brussels. Now, she's our commissioner for... she's the commissioner, I suppose, from Ireland, and she has a post in science, research and innovation. And I think she has kind of quite clearly stated that, you know, we have to integrate and foster science and technology. It must lead us. It's one of the keys there for the success of Europe. And I think if we encourage science and technology, then obviously it's going to lead to new ideas, perhaps innovation, and ultimately job creation for future generations. And I suppose one strategy that she is outlining to do this is maybe through science in schools. It works, comes right back down to the teacher and the student. You know, we have to expose kids, I suppose, to real science. And obviously, as a result, we affirm Europe on the stage, perhaps maybe there of scientific excellence. She wants to, I suppose, facilitate economic recovery. And she believes, I think, quite firmly that the only way this can be realized is through research and innovation. So it is very worrying, I suppose, that people are not pursuing maths. You know, we need a greater number of students to be pursuing higher level maths because it's just so important. We need to increase, I suppose, our competencies, I suppose, at turning science and research into new technologies. And I suppose, obviously, give us better products and services.
And what about the idea of the introduction of bonus points for subjects like maths, or even maybe bonus points for something like physics, to encourage students to move away from what have been considered to be the less time-consuming subjects, the ones that students historically think that they can get an easier honour in, and to actually encourage them to move more into doing things like chemistry or physics or maths? Do you think that would be a good idea?
Well, I think it's a very contentious issue, really, giving bonus points. I think we also need to look perhaps maybe more closely, well, what is actually being covered? You know, maybe should we reduce maybe the content before we introduce maybe bonus points? I know it also that then leads down the road, like, well, when are students going to gain competencies in particular parts of the syllabus that's now been removed? I think maybe what we need to look at a little bit closer perhaps is maybe foundation maths. I know there's a lot of emphasis on higher level maths, but maybe we should start considering perhaps giving points for foundation maths. You know, students there are refusing quite blankly to adopt, you know, foundation maths as opposed to, you know, they'd rather fail ordinary level maths. And as a result then, you know, there is no initiative or incentive for them to stop failing ordinary level maths, pursue foundation maths, and, you know, they may actually get some marks and some points for doing foundation maths. So I think I would prefer to have the introduction of points for foundation maths before we look at higher level maths, because I think we really need to kind of retain the amount and the content that's delivered there in the actual maths syllabus at higher level. You know, I think that's important. And obviously, I think foundation need to be recognised there, because with the failure rate, in maths, and particularly maybe already level maths as well, you know, students are quite blankly refusing to do foundation maths, and there's no incentive for them to do it and come out of the actual, you know, and statistics would change. But I think with Project Maths now, before we even introduce the whole concept or idea of bonus points, I think, you know, we need to look at the changes there that are going to happen over the next 4 years. As you said yourself, you know, there probably was no bonus points when you did it. You know, I think we are, you know, we have been managing without it, maybe not to the extent or degree that we really would desire the number of students to actually take up the maths courses at higher level. But certainly, I think we need to just kind of wait and maybe over the course of the next 4 years, see how Project Maths goes and, you know, maybe then have a look at it again.
One of the things I found very interesting reading through the newspapers after the Leaving Cert results came out was that some colleges, NUI Maynooth and NUI Galway, UL and DIT particularly, they were offering a special maths exam to give prospective engineering students a second chance. Now, where is that? You know, that might be a good idea. What does it actually say about what they think of the way the Leaving Cert is carried out?
I suppose now, it obviously is a little bit of a bone of contention, I suppose. You know, they're obviously trying to attract in some students to do those courses, and obviously would have to look at the caliber of students, I suppose, that do end up doing those courses to try and get, you know, some extra points for maths. I think, you know, you need to have a certain baseline of competencies. You know, they need to be able to solve problems. Perhaps, you know, they may have come quite close to passing. There's a very fine line between pass and failure, fair enough, granted, and for the amount of work that they do, you know, they might be very good and excel at ordinary level. And perhaps, I suppose, it may give some students who may have incorrectly read it, you know, we all react under different situations. And yes, perhaps, I suppose, you know, you could look at it and say, well, fair enough, they're taking this step. But obviously, they would be monitoring the students who do that quite closely. And everybody, I suppose, deserves a second chance. You know, it certainly would be a firm believer in, you know, you may not get it the first time. You know, you'll often find repeat students, they'll far, you know, outdo their initial performance in the examination. So, yes, maybe, why not? You know, I can't say it's wrong or right, really, but certainly, you know, they would be monitoring quite closely the caliber of students that they would get under those exams, I would imagine.
One of the other suggestions that I heard bandied about as well was with regard to students repeating. And the question that was being asked was, you know, why can't students just repeat that exam at the end of the summer, you know, or at the end of September? If you fail your, if you fail a college exam, you generally get a chance for a reset. So why not have that for the Leaving Cert as well?
I suppose logistically, there's a huge problem there. You know, the State Exams Commission, they really do a superb job, you know, and obviously, I suppose it comes down right to manpower and the ability of humans maybe to manage everything. You know, who are you going to get in to draft and, you know, facilitate and hold these exams? Logistically, you're going to have to open up schools, perhaps, you know, where is it going to be to be completed? So I think really it's more a problem of logistics, because then you're looking at, you know, the second round, third round. And I think really it's a logistical problem rather than actually, you know, a decision to be made, you know, yeah, they should just be allowed to do a particular subject. So I think really it comes down to, at the end of the day, logistics, and it doesn't seem to be quite, you know, it doesn't seem to be to be done.
Yeah, so while it is a good idea, it's not something that's ever going to be possible to do because of the way the State Examinations Board has to operate, really.
Well, I think the examinations are held, you know, at the start of June. They go on maybe until the end of it. Then all the examiners meet and they're brought up to Athlone or different places, you know, to actually analyse and go through the marking schemes. And really, it's down to the ability of human to be able to manage this. I think at the end of the day, it's not something perhaps maybe you could look at maybe using kind of a multiple choice question or something that can be fed into a machine. And, you know, maybe they could do it like that. That might increase the efficiency and give the possibility to perform such an exam or have such a facility available. But I really think on the grand scale of things, I think the State Exams Commission do a superb job getting the exam papers down there. Like, the manpower and the logistics must be absolutely phenomenal, you know. So I think really it comes down to just the logistics of it and the time frame that's involved in actually correcting papers. You know, how is it going to feed in? How would that exam be corrected earlier? Then obviously people would have to go about appealing it maybe and applying to do the exam. Who's going to do it? What's the cutoff point? You know, so it would be actually very difficult and quite messy, I would imagine.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just my concern with regard to the colleges that are offering this second chance is that, you know, maybe in some way that devalues the Leaving Cert marks that the students who did very well in higher level maths, you know, so if a student gets into UL to do their particular subject and they get in on the benefit of what they did in the Leaving Cert maths, and somebody else gets in to do exactly the same course on the benefit of their second chance with UL. Yeah. I mean, to me, you know, that seems to devalue what the student who attained such a high mark in the Leaving Cert actually got.
Yeah, I probably would agree with you there. I would have to say that I think it has to be, you know, the colleges are excluding the students, you know, and not regarding, obviously, the work and the commitment that other students have shown in other courses. Yeah. I think that the powers that be would obviously need to look at that very closely. I think either everybody gets the opportunity or nobody gets the opportunity, really. As you said yourself, I do think you devalue the work, and obviously that has been conducted maybe by all students, you know, and now you're allowing or facilitating a certain group of individuals to try and get in the door, you know. Is it a backdoor system, really, I suppose, really, for students? I think that question has to be asked. And I think it should be an all or nothing policy with regards those sort of exams for students entering into different college courses.
So do you think then that it's a worry for a country like ours, which supposedly, you know, we build our hopes on a knowledge economy? Do you think it's a worry for us to have such high failure rates in maths and science?
I think we have acknowledged the current failure rate, and Project Maths attempts really there to take us out of this problem. You know, it's seen as a way forward, a positive step. Like Discover and Science and Engineering, they really want to place a special emphasis on areas of such as engineering and maths, you know, and they're providing second level curriculum support, and they also want to, I suppose, develop a careers promotion with regard to science and maths and everything else like that. Obviously, those STEM subjects are really important, and I think they're going to be the key tools which will bring us out of a recession. You know, they're going to be helping us to create this smart economy. So I think if Project Maths delivers its aim of having maybe an early 60% doing higher level maths at during a certificate, and maybe if we can get 30% of those to continue the pursuit of higher level maths at senior cycle, then I think we don't have to worry about the high failure rate. I think it's going to resolve itself there, you know, and it's going to be an important step for Ireland to take, because really, you know, we want to reaffirm our position here at the edge of Europe. You know, we can, and we have produced people who have excelled in science and maths areas. You know, aboard the bus trip across Europe, I met people from Ireland who are heavily involved in the European Space Agency. There was one gentleman there, Dominic Daly. He was working out in NUI Maynooth, and he was helped launch, and he was responsible for getting the satellite Galileo into orbit. And that's absolutely phenomenal. You know, I think we realise there's a problem there with maths, and now we're taking steps to actually resolve that problem.
And is there much of a perception outside of Ireland, in the rest of Europe, that, you know, that we have high failure rates in maths and science subjects? And, you know, I mean, do other countries perceive that to be a particular weakness of Ireland? I mean, they wouldn't be greatly aware of what's covered in our curriculum, or, for instance, how our curriculum matches against their own. So, you know, do other countries, when they're looking at those types of statistics, look and say, oh, look, Ireland have had 8% and 9% failures in chemistry and physics, and, you know, that's a problem for us? Or is that do you think that perception exists, or is it just something that exists within Ireland?
I think obviously within Ireland, it's clearly recognised there is a problem there at the moment. And I think because, you know, there are steps being taken to maintain our competitive advantage, we do want to create graduates which are able to travel worldwide, you know, and be involved in huge projects such as the European Space Agency, perhaps NASA engineering projects. I think it's more than ever, really, the importance of maths cannot be underestimated, as I've said before. And certainly, I think, you know, when people present themselves, and if they're highly skilled graduates, well, then the companies will be out there, they will look at their CVs, and they're going to say, well, this person has worked here. You know, traditionally, we've the likes of Intel here, Abbott Laboratories are here. We've got a huge kind of science pharmaceutical industry hub down in Cork, I would definitely say around Ringaskiddy. And we have attracted, you know, key players, key companies. So, you know, I do think you know, it probably we realize the importance of maths ourselves. We're taking steps to resolve it, you know, and ameliorate the situation. So I think really on the worldwide stage, maybe if somebody is really interested, they may look at OECD reports and see where our positions lie. But we're not at the bottom of it. We're certainly not at the top of it. But I think we're taking the steps to reach the top of the ladder there.
And on that note, I'd like to thank you again, Michelle, for talking to Science Chat today and wish you good luck for the coming school year.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Well, that's it for this episode. You can find more details about this and other Science Chat episodes on www.sciencechat.net/WordPress.